Good to Great, Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't. By Jim Collins. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Good to Great, Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't is a book written by Jim Collins. The book examines why some companies make the leap from being good to great while others do not. It looks at what sets apart those that succeed and those that fail, and provides insights into how businesses can become great. The book begins with an examination of what makes a company great. Collins defines greatness as sustained superior performance over time, which he calls the flywheel effect. He then goes on to discuss the importance of having a culture of discipline within an organization in order for it to achieve greatness. This includes having strong leadership, setting clear goals, and focusing on execution. Collins also discusses the concept of getting the right people on board before attempting any major changes or initiatives. He argues that if you have mediocre people in key positions, no amount of strategy or planning will help your business reach its potential. The next section focuses on technology as an enabler for success rather than a driver for it. Collins explains how technology should be used strategically rather than just blindly adopted because it's new or trendy. Finally, Collins talks about how organizations must focus their efforts on creating value through innovation instead of simply trying to copy successful strategies from other companies. He emphasizes that true greatness comes from doing something unique and differentiating yourself from competitors. In conclusion, Good to Great offers valuable insight into why some companies are able to make the leap from good to great while others remain stuck in mediocrity. It provides practical advice for leaders looking to create lasting change within their organizations and outlines key principles such as having disciplined cultures, getting the right people on board first, using technology strategically and innovating instead of copying competitors' strategies. P. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Level 5 leadership. Leaders of companies that make the leap from good to great have a unique combination of personal humility and professional will. They are ambitious for the company, not for themselves. Main idea number 2. First who, then what. Companies that make the leap from good to great focus on getting the right people on the bus before they decide where to drive it. Main idea number 3. Confront the brutal facts. Companies that make the leap from good to great are willing to confront the brutal facts of their current reality, no matter how unpleasant. Main idea number 4. Hedgehog concept. Companies that make the leap from good to great have a hedgehog concept that combines their passion, their resources, and their economic engine into one unified concept. Main idea number 5. Culture of discipline. Companies that make the leap from good to great have a culture of discipline that emphasizes consistency and accountability. Main idea number 6. Technology accelerators. Companies that make the leap from good to great use technology as an accelerator, not a driver, of their success. Main idea number 7. The flywheel. Companies that make the leap from good to great use a flywheel approach to build momentum over time, rather than relying on a single, big push. Main idea number 8. The doom loop. Companies that make the leap from good to great avoid the doom loop of short-term decision-making that leads to long-term decline. Main idea number 9. The Stockdale paradox. Companies that make the leap from good to great embrace the Stockdale paradox, which is the ability to maintain unwavering faith that you will prevail in the end, while at the same time confronting the most brutal facts of your current reality. Main idea number 10. Culture of caring. Companies that make the leap from good to great have a culture of caring that emphasizes respect for people and a commitment to their development. Main idea number 11. The hedgehog effect. Companies that make the leap from good to great have a hedgehog effect, which is the ability to simplify a complex world into a single organizing idea. Main idea number 12. The 20-mile march. Companies that make the leap from good to great have a 20-mile march, which is the ability to set ambitious yet realistic goals and then consistently march towards them. Main idea number 13. The flywheel effect. Companies that make the leap from good to great have a flywheel effect, which is the ability to build momentum over time by making small, incremental improvements. Main idea number 14. The culture of discipline. Companies that make the leap from good to great have a culture of discipline that emphasizes consistency and accountability. Main idea number 15. The hedgehog concept. Companies that make the leap from good to great have a hedgehog concept, which is the ability to combine their passion, their resources, and their economic engine into one unified concept. Main idea number 16. The Stockdale paradox. Companies that make the leap from good to great embrace the Stockdale paradox, which is the ability to maintain unwavering faith that you will prevail in the end, while at the same time confronting the most brutal facts of your current reality. Main idea number 17. The 20-mile march. Companies that make the leap from good to great have a 20-mile march, which is the ability to set ambitious yet realistic goals and then consistently march towards them. Main idea number 18. Technology accelerators. Companies that make the leap from good to great use technology as an accelerator, not a driver, of their success. Main idea number 19. The flywheel effect. Companies that make the leap from good to great have a flywheel effect, which is the ability to build momentum over time by making small, incremental improvements. Main idea number 20. The culture of caring. Companies that make the leap from good to great have a culture of caring that emphasizes respect for people and a commitment to their development. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Level 5 leadership is a concept developed by Jim Collins in his book Good to Great, Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't. It refers to the type of leadership that is required for companies to make the leap from good to great. Level 5 leaders are characterized by their combination of personal humility and professional will. They have an unwavering commitment to achieving success for their company, but they do not seek recognition or reward for themselves. Instead, they focus on creating a culture of excellence within their organization and inspiring others with their vision. Level 5 leaders understand that it takes more than just individual effort and ambition to achieve greatness. It requires collaboration, dedication, and hard work from everyone involved in order for a company to reach its full potential. They also recognize that there may be times when failure is inevitable, but they remain focused on learning from mistakes and continuing forward toward success. The idea behind Level 5 leadership is simple yet powerful. If you want your company to become great, then you need leaders who are humble enough not to take credit for successes while still having the drive necessary to push through difficult times. Main idea number 2. The idea of, first who, then what, is that companies should focus on getting the right people in place before they decide what direction to take. This means that a company should prioritize finding and hiring talented individuals who are passionate about their work and have the skills necessary to help the organization reach its goals. Once these people are in place, then it becomes easier for the company to determine which strategies will be most effective for achieving success. Jim Collins argues that this approach is essential for any business looking to make a leap from good to great. He believes that having an exceptional team of employees is more important than having a well-defined strategy or plan. Without strong leadership and talented personnel, even the best plans can fail due to lack of execution or implementation. By focusing on building an excellent team first, companies can ensure they have all the resources needed to achieve greatness. With a solid foundation in place, businesses can then move forward with confidence knowing they have capable individuals ready and willing to help them succeed. Main idea number 3. Confronting the brutal facts of a company's current reality is essential for any organization that wants to make the leap from good to great. It requires leaders and employees alike to take an honest look at their performance, identify areas where they are falling short, and develop strategies for improvement. This can be difficult because it means facing uncomfortable truths about how well, or poorly, the company is doing in comparison with its competitors. However, without this kind of self-reflection and willingness to confront hard realities, companies will never reach their full potential. The process of confronting brutal facts begins with gathering data on key performance indicators such as customer satisfaction ratings, market share growth or decline, employee engagement scores, financial results, etc., so that leaders have a clear picture of what's working and what isn't. Once these metrics have been collected and analyzed objectively, it's time for leadership teams to come together and discuss them openly, without fear or defensiveness, in order to identify opportunities for improvement. Finally, once everyone has agreed on which areas need attention most urgently, they must commit themselves fully to making changes that will bring about real progress. This could involve investing in new technology or training programs, restructuring departments, changing processes, hiring new talent, or anything else necessary in order for the company to move forward. By taking this approach, confronting the brutal facts head-on rather than burying one's head in the sand, companies can begin laying down a foundation upon which lasting success can be built. Main idea number 4. The hedgehog concept is a business strategy that encourages companies to focus on what they do best and use it as the basis for their success. It suggests that businesses should identify their core competencies, or what they are passionate about, and then leverage those strengths to create an economic engine. This concept also emphasizes the importance of having resources available to support these efforts. Companies must have access to capital, personnel, technology, and other resources in order to make the leap from good to great. The hedgehog concept is based on three circles: passion, what you love, resources, what you can do, and economics, how you make money. By combining all three elements into one unified concept, companies can develop a clear vision of where they want to go and how they will get there. The idea behind this strategy is that by focusing on your core competencies and leveraging them with available resources, you can create an economic engine that drives growth. In Good to Great, Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't, Jim Collins explains why some companies succeed while others fail. He argues that successful organizations have a hedgehog concept which combines their passion with their resources in order to generate an economic engine. By understanding this concept and applying it strategically within your organization, you can increase your chances of making the leap from good to great. Main idea number 5. A culture of discipline is essential for any company that wants to make the leap from good to great. This type of culture emphasizes consistency and accountability, which are both key components in achieving success. It requires a commitment from everyone involved in the organization, including management, employees, and shareholders. Everyone must be willing to adhere to certain standards and expectations in order for the company to reach its goals. The culture of discipline also involves setting clear objectives and holding people accountable for their performance. Leaders should provide feedback on how well individuals are meeting those objectives so they can adjust their behavior accordingly. Additionally, it's important that rewards are given out when appropriate so that employees feel motivated to continue striving towards excellence. Finally, a culture of discipline should include an emphasis on continuous improvement. Companies need to constantly evaluate their processes and procedures in order to identify areas where improvements can be made. By doing this regularly, companies will ensure they remain competitive in today's ever-changing business environment. Main idea number 6. Technology accelerators are companies that use technology to enhance their success, rather than relying on it as the sole driver of growth. Technology can be used to increase efficiency and productivity, automate processes, and provide access to new markets or customers. By leveraging technology in this way, businesses can gain a competitive edge over their rivals and achieve greater success. For example, an online retailer may use automated inventory management systems to reduce costs associated with manual labor while also increasing customer satisfaction by providing faster delivery times. In Good to Great, Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't, Jim Collins argues that successful companies don't rely solely on technology for growth but instead view it as an accelerator of progress. He suggests that these organizations focus on developing core competencies such as leadership skills and organizational culture before investing heavily in technological solutions. This allows them to create a strong foundation from which they can leverage technology for further gains. By using technology strategically as an accelerator rather than a driver of success, businesses can maximize its potential benefits while avoiding costly mistakes due to over-reliance on tech solutions alone. With careful planning and execution, companies can make the leap from good to great by leveraging the power of modern technologies. Main idea number 7. The flywheel approach is a concept that emphasizes the importance of building momentum over time. Rather than relying on one big push to achieve success, companies should focus on making small improvements and gains each day. This incremental progress will eventually lead to larger successes as the flywheel builds up speed and power. The idea behind this approach is that it takes consistent effort and dedication to make lasting change in an organization. Jim Collins' book Good to Great, Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't outlines how successful companies use this strategy for long-term growth. He explains that these organizations don't rely on luck or sudden breakthroughs. Instead, they focus on creating a culture of continuous improvement by taking small steps forward every day. By doing so, they are able to build up their momentum until they reach their desired level of success. The flywheel approach can be applied in any industry or business setting where sustained growth is desired. It requires patience and commitment from all stakeholders involved, but if done correctly, it can result in significant returns over time. Main idea number 8. The doom loop is a concept introduced by Jim Collins in his book Good to Great, Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't. It refers to the cycle of short-term decision-making that leads to long-term decline for companies. This type of decision-making often involves sacrificing long-term goals and objectives in order to achieve immediate gains, such as increased profits or market share. However, this approach can be detrimental in the long run because it fails to address underlying issues that could lead to future problems. Companies that make the leap from good to great are able to avoid this doom loop by focusing on creating sustainable value over time. They do this by making decisions based on their core values and mission rather than simply chasing short-term gains. These companies also invest heavily in research and development so they can stay ahead of trends and anticipate customer needs before they arise. By taking a longer view, these organizations are better equipped for success both now and into the future. Main idea number 9. The Stockdale Paradox is a concept that was first introduced by Jim Collins in his book Good to Great, Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't. It refers to the ability of companies to maintain unwavering faith that they will eventually succeed, while at the same time facing up to and accepting their current reality. This paradoxical approach allows companies to remain focused on their long-term goals, even when faced with short-term setbacks or difficulties. In order for a company to make the leap from good to great, it must be able to embrace this paradoxical mindset. They must have an unshakable belief in their ultimate success, while also being honest about any challenges they may face along the way. This requires leaders who are willing and able to take risks and make tough decisions without losing sight of what matters most, achieving long-term success. By embracing the Stockdale Paradox, companies can stay motivated and inspired during difficult times, allowing them not only survive but thrive in today's competitive business environment. Main idea number 10. A culture of caring is essential for any company that wants to make the leap from good to great. This culture emphasizes respect for people and a commitment to their development. It means creating an environment where employees feel valued, respected, and supported in their work. A culture of caring also encourages collaboration between departments and teams, as well as open communication between management and staff. This type of culture can be fostered through various initiatives such as providing training opportunities, offering flexible working hours or remote working options, recognizing achievements with rewards or bonuses, encouraging feedback from all levels within the organization, and promoting a healthy work-life balance. All these measures help create an atmosphere where everyone feels appreciated and motivated to do their best. Creating a culture of caring is not just about making sure employees are happy, it's also about ensuring they have the resources they need to succeed. Companies should invest in employee development programs that provide access to education or mentorship opportunities so that employees can grow professionally while still feeling supported by their employer. Main idea number 11. The hedgehog effect is a concept developed by Jim Collins in his book Good to Great, Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't. It refers to the ability of companies that make the leap from good to great to simplify a complex world into a single organizing idea. This idea serves as an anchor for all decisions and actions, allowing them to focus on what matters most and ignore distractions. The hedgehog effect is based on an ancient Greek parable about a fox who tries unsuccessfully to catch a hedgehog. The fox comes up with many strategies, but none of them work because the hedgehog knows one big thing, how to curl up into a ball, and uses it effectively against all of the fox's tactics. Similarly, companies that have achieved greatness have identified their core competency or purpose and use it as their guiding principle. This allows them to stay focused on what they do best while ignoring other opportunities that may be attractive but ultimately distract from achieving greatness. By having this clear vision, these companies are able to make better decisions faster than those without such clarity. Main idea number 12. The 20-mile march is a concept developed by Jim Collins in his book Good to Great, Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't. It refers to the ability of companies that make the leap from good to great to set ambitious yet realistic goals and then consistently march towards them. This means that these companies are able to maintain their focus on long-term objectives, while also making sure they don't overextend themselves or become complacent with short-term successes. The idea behind this approach is that it allows for steady progress over time, rather than trying for quick wins or taking too many risks at once. By setting achievable goals and marching steadily towards them, companies can ensure consistent growth without sacrificing quality or becoming overwhelmed by too much change at once. This strategy has been used successfully by some of the most successful businesses in history, including Amazon and Apple. By having a clear vision of where they want to go and how they plan on getting there, these companies have been able to achieve remarkable success over time. Main idea number 13. The flywheel effect is a concept developed by Jim Collins in his book Good to Great, Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't. It suggests that companies who make the leap from good to great do so by making small, incremental improvements over time. This builds momentum and eventually leads to significant changes in performance. The idea of the flywheel effect is that it takes consistent effort and dedication to achieve success. Companies must focus on making small improvements each day, rather than trying for large leaps forward all at once. Over time, these small steps will add up and create a powerful force that can propel an organization towards greatness. The flywheel effect also emphasizes the importance of having a clear vision for where you want your company to go. Without this vision, it's easy to get sidetracked or lose sight of what needs to be done in order for progress to be made. Having a clear goal helps keep everyone focused on achieving success. Main idea number 14. The culture of discipline is a key factor in the success of companies that make the leap from good to great. This culture emphasizes consistency and accountability, which are essential for any organization striving for excellence. It requires everyone in the company to be held accountable for their actions and decisions, as well as ensuring that all processes are followed consistently. This creates an environment where employees feel empowered to take ownership of their work and strive towards achieving greater results. This culture also encourages collaboration between departments and teams within the organization. By creating a shared sense of responsibility, it allows different parts of the business to work together more effectively towards common goals. Additionally, this type of culture helps foster innovation by encouraging employees to think outside the box when tackling problems or developing new ideas. Finally, having a strong culture of discipline can help create an atmosphere where mistakes are seen as learning opportunities rather than failures. This allows employees to take risks without fear of repercussions while still being held accountable if something goes wrong. Main idea number 15. The hedgehog concept is a concept developed by Jim Collins in his book Good to Great, Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't. It states that companies that make the leap from good to great have a hedgehog concept, which is the ability to combine their passion, resources, and economic engine into one unified concept. This means that these companies are able to identify what they are passionate about and use their resources effectively in order to create an economic engine that will drive them forward. The idea behind this concept is that when all three of these elements come together, it creates something powerful and unique. The company can then focus on its core competencies while also leveraging its strengths in order to achieve success. By having a clear vision of what they want to accomplish and how they plan on achieving it, companies can become more efficient and effective at reaching their goals. The hedgehog concept has been used by many successful businesses as a way of creating long-term success. By understanding what makes them unique and using their resources wisely, businesses can create an environment where everyone works towards common goals with enthusiasm and dedication. Main idea number 16. The Stockdale paradox is a concept that was first introduced by Jim Collins in his book Good to Great, Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't. It refers to the ability of companies to maintain unwavering faith that they will eventually succeed, while at the same time facing up to and accepting their current reality. This paradoxical approach allows companies to remain focused on their long-term goals, even when faced with short-term setbacks or difficulties. In order for a company to make the leap from good to great, it must be able to embrace this paradoxical mindset. They must have an unshakable belief in their ultimate success, while also being honest about any challenges they may face along the way. This requires leaders who are willing and able to take risks and make tough decisions without losing sight of what matters most, achieving long-term success. By embracing the Stockdale paradox, companies can stay motivated and inspired during difficult times, allowing them not only survive but thrive in today's competitive business environment. Main idea number 17. The 20-mile march is a concept developed by Jim Collins in his book Good to Great, Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't. It refers to the ability of companies that make the leap from good to great to set ambitious yet realistic goals and then consistently march towards them. This means that these companies are able to maintain their focus on long-term objectives, while also making sure they don't overextend themselves or become complacent with short-term successes. The idea behind this approach is that it allows for steady progress over time, rather than trying for quick wins or taking too many risks at once. By setting achievable goals and marching steadily towards them, companies can ensure consistent growth without sacrificing quality or becoming overwhelmed by too much change at once. This strategy has been used successfully by some of the most successful businesses in history, including Amazon and Apple. By having a clear vision of where they want to go and how they plan on getting there, these companies have been able to achieve remarkable success over time. Main idea number 18. Technology accelerators are companies that use technology to enhance their success, rather than relying on it as the sole driver of growth. Technology can be used to increase efficiency and productivity, automate processes, and provide access to new markets or customers. By leveraging technology in this way, businesses can gain a competitive edge over their rivals and achieve greater success. In Good to Great, Why Some Companies Make the Leap and Others Don't by Jim Collins, he explains how successful companies use technology as an accelerator for their business. He argues that these companies don't rely solely on technology but instead leverage it strategically in order to maximize its potential benefits. They understand that while technology is important for staying ahead of the competition, it should not be seen as a substitute for good management practices or sound decision-making. Collins also emphasizes the importance of having a clear vision when using technology as an accelerator. Companies must have a well-defined strategy in place before investing in any technological solutions so they know exactly what they want out of them and how best to utilize them. This will ensure that any investments made into new technologies are done with purpose and will help drive long-term success. Main idea number 19. The flywheel effect is a concept developed by Jim Collins in his book Good to Great, why some companies make the leap and others don't. It suggests that companies who make the leap from good to great do so by making small, incremental improvements over time. This builds momentum and eventually leads to significant changes in performance. The idea of the flywheel effect is that it takes consistent effort and dedication to achieve success. Companies must focus on making small improvements each day, rather than trying for large leaps forward all at once. Over time, these small steps will add up and create a powerful force that can propel an organization towards greatness. The flywheel effect also emphasizes the importance of having a clear vision for where you want your company to go. Without this vision, it's easy to get sidetracked or lose sight of what needs to be done in order for progress to be made. Having a clear goal helps keep everyone focused on achieving success. Main idea number 20. The idea of a culture of caring is that companies should prioritize the development and respect for their employees. This means creating an environment where people feel valued, respected, and supported in their work. Companies should strive to create a workplace where everyone feels safe to express themselves without fear of judgment or retribution. They should also provide opportunities for growth and development through training programs, mentorship initiatives, and other resources. In addition to providing these resources, companies must also ensure that they are actively listening to their employees' feedback and taking action on it when appropriate. This could include implementing changes based on employee suggestions or addressing any issues raised by staff members in a timely manner. By doing this, companies can show that they truly care about the well-being of their employees. Ultimately, having a culture of caring helps foster trust between employers and employees, which leads to increased job satisfaction as well as improved productivity levels within the organization. It is important for businesses to recognize the importance of investing in their people if they want them to remain loyal and committed over time. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.